Audio Kitchen.
You won't believe the static.
The Audio Kitchen. The Audio Kitchen.
Yes, it's running. You can't hear it. You can't hear it go round when you're recording. But when you're rewinding or something, you can.
Testing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Can you shut the door?
Tell it like it is, Professor.
I swear, by the moon and the stars in the sky, I swear, like the shadow that's by your side. I see the questions in your eyes. I know what's waiting on your mind. You can be sure I know my part, 'cause I stand beside you through the years. You'll only cry those happy tears. And though I make mistakes, I'll never break your heart. And I swear, by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I love you with every beat of my heart, I swear. I'll give you everything I can. I'll build your dreams with these two hands. We'll hang some memories on the walls. And when just the two of us are there, you won't have to ask if I still care. 'Cause at the time changes pain, love won't ever age at all. And I swear, by the moon and the stars in the night, I'll be there. I swear, like the shadow that's by your side, I'll be there. For better or worse, till death do us part, I love you with every seat of my heart, I swear. I swear, by the moon and the stars in the sky, I'll be there. I'll be there. For better or worse, I'll death do us part, I love you with every beat of my heart. I swear.
the romantic musical musings of Ranjit. Kicking off the Audio Kitchen this evening. The show's kicked off. Look out. Be careful. The professor here with you, chief curator and head instigator here in the Audio Kitchen. Unprofessional recordings. Amateur noises here. Sandwiched here within the 7 until 8 o'clock hour on Wednesday. That's the same fella, Ranjit, that we heard a week or two back. Found that on Napster, in the Napster sphere that was floating around. That's where that was. So, you know, this last weekend was the WFMU record fair. Quite a bonanza. If you were there, you would agree with me that it was a bonanza there. People everywhere. Recordings. Oh, oodles. Oodles of recordings. And I was there for 2 days, and I'll have you know I did not spend one penny. First time I've ever been to a record convention and not bought anything. However, that doesn't mean I came away empty-handed. No. Old Crow was there. WFMU legend, Mr. Crow. And he collects a lot of things. He collects a lot of things. But he had some recordios, some homemade records for me there. And let's kick off the show with a couple of those. This is like three adolescents. 1944.
Minnie, Warren, John, and Willie. Your world is a great affair, and all your relatives are there with a boom, 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 and a really hard you can.
They bring you clouds you cannot smell. They know damn well you're going to hell
with a boom, 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 and a really hard you can. They cover you up
with a box. They put you in
a wooden box. Boom, 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 and a lily on your chest. Boom, boom,
boom, and a lily on your chest. In your belly and out of your mouth.
Boom, 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 and a bagel up your ass. Oh, shut the hell up. What are you doing? Come on.
Oh, the day.
We are alive, my battle line.
Hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me.
Oh, but they're short. They're short. These little discs, I think they're voice-o-matics. I forgot to write down. They're cardboard. And they run at a top, like a minute 20, I think. But that's a variation there of the worms crawl in, the worms crawl out. And here's one more. I think it's the same guys. Give a young guy a microphone and they're scatological in a heartbeat. I don't know what that is. Nothing scatological on this one, though. A couple of impressions here. Something you don't hear every day. An FDR, Franklin Roosevelt impression. And sounds kind of accurate. He's got that that highfalutin clipped sound of FDR down fairly well. The drama. But the Peter Lorre, I don't know. Sounds more like Curly of the Three Stooges to me.
My dear friends, tonight a murder has been committed by Peter Lorre. He stepped on Mrs. Roosevelt's cockroach. He did it. In cold blood, folks, believe me.
Please, Mr. Roosevelt, I didn't mean to step on Mrs. Roosevelt's cockroach. I was just doing it for fun.
That's no excuse. Tomorrow morning, you will go to prison for 20 years and eat nothing but gee-donks.
Please, Mr. Roosevelt, anything but gee-donks. Please make it 25.
I'm sorry, but gee-donks is what you're going to eat for the next 30 years.
I'm sorry.
All right, what the hell's a gee-donk, huh? Apparently, the fella stepped on Eleanor Roosevelt's cockroach. The punishment, 20 years behind bars, and a steady diet of gee-donks. Oh, my God. Why couldn't it be Putsy Pie? Well, if anybody out there is old enough or regional enough to know what the hell a gee-donk is, make me smarter, email me. It's theprof@wfmu.org. Gee-donks, come on. It's probably dirty, but I'd like to see the FCC get on my tail for saying gee-donk on the radio. They wouldn't dare. Okay, we heard from the 1940s, and we heard from the, the 2001 era. Now let's jump in the middle, somewhere in the decade that will live in infamy, at least musically, the 1980s. This is from a cassette that I found at a Manhattan thrift a while back. I've played this before, but I hadn't discovered the intro to this particular number. This tape is mysterious to me because some of it seems rather professional. There's some synth pop extravaganza going on part of the tape. But on other parts, there's a woman singing with some type of, Casio sequencer thing going on. That's what this is. And this particular number, I believe, is from the 1984 soundtrack. Unfortunately, I never heard the 1984 soundtrack featuring the Eurythmics. But I have been led to believe that that's what this particular number is. A song from that soundtrack. Be prepared for pure pleasure.
Double plus good, double plus good, double plus good. I feel something, I feel something. Double plus good, double plus good, double plus good. I feel something, I feel something. Double plus good, double plus good. Feel something, I feel something. Double plus good, double plus good, double plus good. I feel something, I feel something. Double plus good, double plus good.
There, she's got it all together. Double plus good. I'm sure George Orwell was dancing in his grave then. And speaking of dancing in the cemetery, you are listening to The Audio Kitchen. That's the show. I'm the professor. Unprofessional sound and unprofitable audio. That's what happens here. And you can become part of the fun. Listener Greg in the wilderness of California just sent me a package. Thank you, sir. And here's something I got a week or two back in the mail. And gosh, I forgot to... I'm not sure who this is from. It's local, though. Oh, and it's entertaining. I wanted to mention that. You may recall recently I played an audio thing, an answering machine tape. That's what it was. And that's what this is, too, that featured a psycho ex-girlfriend. And the fact that there was a website called Psycho Ex-Girlfriend, that made me think of it. Well, there's also such thing as a psycho ex-boyfriend. And this guy kind of does the same thing that woman did. Kind of stalking via the answering machine. Instead of calling over and over again, though, this guy starts to make one call, and he's got a lot on his mind. And he's fueled by liquor here, and he's got a lot on his mind. And where the girl who was upset about the breakup was more concerned about her emotional damage, the guy here is more concerned about the fact that after the woman broke up with him, that she might still be having sex with somebody besides him. Apparently, she's moved away and gone to Harvard. And he's a little jealous of that. Makes reference to, does the food at Harvard make you smarter? Like they give you alphabet soup? You know. Real sense of humor this guy has. But he's really concerned about Justin, her new boyfriend. The girl's name is Susan. Justin is a muscular guy, and he's a little jealous of that. But he can't stop talking. You can just imagine how this woman felt when she came home and hit the button. And heard all the slurred nastiness of this fella. And then just for filler, there's a few calls here from the more normal parts of her life.
Well, I'll see you later tonight. Did you get the message from, what's his name, Gary? Because, you should be at that rehearsal tonight. He sounded kind of, I don't know, like he was urgent about it or something. Okay, well, bye-bye.
Where are you, Susan? Where are you? How's Justin, huh? I can't believe you. You sex-crazed girl. Alright, give me a call. Alright? Bye. Ciao. Arrivederci. Ciao, man, dude. Take it easy, you know? Don't, you know. He's still a young kid like me. Take it easy on him. You kill the kid. Okay? Okay. So, how's it going? Yeah, well, you know. You need a mouse pad for your mouse, Susan. You're gonna mess it up. You just got the mouse rolling on the desk. You should get a mouse pad. Don't you think, Jason? Jason thinks so, too. So, I like talking to machines, but it's fun. Yep, it's fun. I got a pumpkin. Yeah, Alex bought me a pumpkin. Isn't that nice? Its name is Sex. She gave it to me. Yeah. So what else? What else is new? Jason, I'll be off in a second, okay? I just have to talk a little more. Yeah, I'm going to the UB40 concert in New York this weekend. Okay, let's see how much tape have I used so far. Well, it doesn't matter. You don't have any friends anyway, so. Yeah, I think she does have one of those MST machines, so I'll just keep talking. Oh, but poor Tiana. She has such a social life. I don't know what I'm going to... She... Oh, man, now all of her friends won't be able to call in. But, you know, for you, it's okay, because it doesn't matter. It's just you and Justin. And all you do is study, right? Well, that's it. You know, what do you think? Do you think we're dumb or something? We know you don't study. We know what you guys do. The least you could do is make your bed when you finish. I was kind of, you know, it was a mess, Susan. Was it like one of those long goodbyes? What's the deal? What's the deal, huh? Are you in the shower? Where are you? You should be home by now. Maybe you're at dinner. How's the Harvard food? I heard it's pretty good. Does it make you smarter? Do they give you, like, alphabet soup so that, you know, you intake all that information? And, what else? Let's see. Yeah, alphabet cereal, you know, all that stuff. A is for apple, J is for Jack, cinnamon, toasty, apple, Jack. You need a good breakfast, and that's a fact. Starting off the day at Harvard, apple, Jack. Yeah, well, as I said, I'm going to the UB40 concert this weekend. Pretty cool, huh? Because I got you, babe. You know, I'm going to be psyched. I'm going to be going crazy. And I'm going to the Giant game on Sunday. So I'm going to be psyched for that, even though the Giants suck because they lost last night. Doesn't that suck? It pissed me off. I mean, you know, it's good that you live in Boston because this would be a pretty expensive machine call. So, Tyann, how you doing? Good? How's the movie the other night? You didn't like it? Well, that's too bad. At least you had your boyfriend with you, you know. Makes it better. Are you the type that, like, kissed during the movie? You know, I hate that. Like, if you're, like, sitting there with your girlfriend or something. I mean, it doesn't embarrass me or bother me. But, like, if you're sitting there with your girlfriend, and then, like, two people right in front of you, like,
hello?
Start, like, passionately, like... Isn't that bad? That's bad news, you know? I mean, I hope you guys don't do that because it distracts the other people from the movie, you know? You know what I mean? Oh, God. And Susan, you know, you and Justin better not do that also because if I was at a movie and I saw you two doing that, I would rip his lips off. I would. Even though he's big muscle man, I could still take him on. God, I didn't know you went for that type. I thought you liked the inner beautiful, not the exterior beautiful. I don't think you cared about that. But when I saw that picture, Susan, I was shocked and appalled. I mean, that guy has muscles out to you know where, and you know, God damn. Hope he doesn't do anything bad, because I'm not gonna want to have to, you know, protect you. Since I am your big bro, you know, I don't want to have to protect you from this guy. Because I could hurt him. I could hurt him. So, you know, take it easy and don't, you know, just take it easy. So, I guess, yeah. How was the wedding, Susan? Yeah, I'm talking to Susan now. Oh, I was talking to you before, yeah. Okay, Tyann, I'm talking to Susan now. So, how was the wedding? Good? That's good? Uh-huh. Oh, man, it's clear after that. It's 13 after 7. I'm going to do my laundry at, like, 8, I think. And I'm going to eat after 8. I'm not going to eat after 8. I'm going to eat when I eat, and then I will have 8, if you know what I mean. Here, what's this? Sorry, Jace, I just gotta, you know, waste a little more time. Ooh, that's high enough. Dong, dong. Okay. What is Jeopardy? You're right. You win. That's pretty good. Let's see. What's this? Again, I'm playing my computer. Pretty cool. What's this? Nope, you're wrong. I dropped my pen. Nope, that wasn't a nickel. That was a quarter. Okay, 50% now. Well, enough of that. Da 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 So, how's it going? That's good. Are you guys home yet? You know, I'm waiting for you to get home. Susan, I hope you're not studying, because I know what that means. And if you'd rather do that, then talk to me. I can understand. Because I feel the same way, you know. I'd rather do it than talk to you. You know, I hope that you guys use protection. Because with all the diseases going... I hope I didn't call the wrong number, because there is no message. It just goes beep. Watch, I probably like, call my mom or something. I probably dialed the wrong number back. I hope not. But it's too late some. Because, you know, with all the diseases going around these days, could be fatal. It could be just life. You know, it could ruin your life, basically. I wouldn't like that if you got AIDS. That'd be pretty sad. Dustin's a pretty... You know, he's probably been around the block a few times. He probably, you know... Just... Okay, either he should wear a condom, or you should wear a diaphragm, or you should go on the pill. Now, don't go on the pill. That's not good for you. Right, Jace? Right? Say right. Yeah, he goes, you know, in his head. Yeah. Yeah, if he uses a condom, you should also use that spermicide that you, Susan, put inside yourself, you know, like melts in there, and that way it gives double protection, double trouble, you know, DT, good old DT. As you can see, I am kind of bored, because otherwise I wouldn't be doing this. Oh, Jason's trying to study, so I have to whisper. Dude. Well, you know, I think I'm going to go now, because I'm getting laryngitis from talking so much. Alright? So give me a call. Great, Nat. By the time you finish listening to this, it'll probably be like 2 hours from now, so... Give me a call, okay? Bye. Don't forget everything I said, because it's really important, you know? Oh man, I have a sore throat. Alright, later.
Hi, Sue, it's Gladys calling you to see what you're doing this week. I want to take you out before you leave to your big college time. Anyway, when you have a chance, call me. I love you. Bye.
Hi, Susie. It's Rebecca. It's midnight on Wednesday, going on Thursday. Anyway, I just want to say hi, and I'm so glad that I saw you today. I had such a good time. And I also want to tell you that I think I'm going to come tomorrow night, and I think Jim's going to come with me. I talked to him tonight, and I think he's going to spend the weekend with me, but we won't talk about that now because I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to your machine. But anyway, I'm really psyched. And so I will probably see you tomorrow night. I guess that's it. Bye. Call me if you want. I'm going to be up, like, for another hour. Otherwise, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
See? Definitely. Psycho ex-boyfriend. Hey, if I see him kissing you, I'm gonna cut his lips off. Cut his lips right off. There's no doubt she did the right thing, dumping that fella. Maybe she could have done it sooner. Oh, man. To think that guy could be leaving another message like that on another girl's machine somewhere. In America, right now. Oh. Scary. So you want to chip in? You want to be part of the fun? Mail me some audio. The address is... You got a pencil? The Audio Kitchen. Care of WFMU. P.O. Box 2011. That's Jersey City, New Jersey. 07303. That'd be great. Wonderful, even. And now a word from our sponsor.
Hello there, this is John Cavaslisi here for another adventure for Timelax Watches. Now to tell us about his true life story, M.D., Aylmott III, well, you see, 5 months ago, I operated on this man, and I put his pacemaker in backwards, so they brought him back in so I could replace his, pacemaker. Well, I cut him open, and lo and behold, there was my Timelax watch still ticking. Oh, I was amazed. Boy, oh boy. Well, we replaced his pacemaker, and this is the scene that followed. Sir, you have to fill out these forms, sir, before you can die. You're not allowed to die before you fill out these forms. Sir, do you have Medicaid? Blue Cross? Sir, do you have the insurance? Can we have your phone number of your doctor, sir? I guess we'll have to make an exception. Here's your number. Go over and sit over there. Your number's 465.
Now, serving number six.
One of those adolescent boys was Chris T. The adolescent wit of our own Chris T. I think he was John Cameron Sleazy there. All right, let's hit the road.
Oh, it's really something to see. This is a pretty drive here, isn't it? Hey, there's some rocks over there. These are funny looking rocks, aren't they? This is a nice highway though. Double A. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, isn't that something? Look at those. Oh. Oh, isn't that a beauty? What a relief, isn't it, to know that we've got a motel to go to? It is really quite a relief.
It's time for another episode of Wall to Wall America. Starring Jim and Arlene Walls. And in the back seat, it's Grace. Might be Grace Walls. She's on this trip by herself. Might be a spinster. They're of that era that if you're over the age of like 23 or 4 and unmarried, well, spinster. middle-class, middle-aged Americans from the Midwest, the Walls, venturing this time from Green Bay, Wisconsin, to the very large state of Texas. If you recall from our last episode, they were in Mount Vernon, Illinois, southern Illinois. Arlene had just picked up some cheap panties, and they were staying in a lovely motel room with a nice pattern on the drapes and a lovely sliding fiber door in front of the wash area. Well, they're hitting the road again in the morning, and they will traverse the southern tip of Illinois through a little bit of Missouri and enter Arkansas this evening. That's where we're going. And it's the fall of 1974 here. And seeing as how they're from the north, they're really enjoying that it's getting warmer. The temperature's getting warmer. And they're getting fall colors much later than they had them in Wisconsin. And what really impresses me about this particular episode, it happens a lot, but they just love the beauty of America, the world as it is seen through their windows of their car. They have an appreciation of the world at 55 miles an hour that is hard to beat. And I don't want to catch you beating it either. But really, I mean, you could get a bunch of Grateful Dead people and pump them full of LSD, and they wouldn't have any more appreciation of natural beauty than the Walls have here.
Now it's 10:35, and such a beautiful day you'll never see. Sun is out. The sky is blue and nice and warm. It must be almost in the 70s now. Boy, beautiful weather. This morning coming down, we ran into fog and it's overcast and everything. And then all of a sudden, it cleared up. And here we are. It's just like summer, yeah? Except the only thing that... Everything on the ground is green, except if you look at some of the trees, they're turning. They're turning. It looks very colorful. They aren't as colorful as up farther up north, but in northern Illinois or the middle of Illinois. Now we're way down near Cairo and near Kentucky. And it's beautiful, just beautiful. Beautiful, balmy looking. Man, it's just like August down in this country. We went across the Missouri state line and we got our gas at a filling station here right on the other side of the line in Missouri. A couple of those stations, one was closed on Sunday and it says, beware of dog. The other one, beware of bad dog. And the other one that we got gas at, the Hudson Station, that had a beware of bad dog, a canine dog or something. So they must be having trouble with robberies around here. But this weather really gets you. It's so warm right now. It's really something like August up home. Yeah, like Grace says, the farther south we go, the hotter it's getting. Oh, man, we got our air conditioning on already here. We're only down in the beginning of Missouri here.
666 miles south.
666, yeah, 666 miles on the speedometer. And already we're sweating bullets. But that's what we came down for. Yeah? Now we go back that way to the left. You know, we just ate a sandwich at Stuckey's. Got sticky hands at Stuckey's.
We have to go across Sexton.
Sexton
south.
We're going 55 right. That's south, okay, that's what we take. 55 south.
I thought we had to go back to
south. No, we don't.
Good.
It's just nearby.
Good.
So, we're on 55 south again, and right down there is a cotton field. Grace and Arlene went over and right next to the Stuckey's there and picked a couple of cotton bowls in a cotton field while they're harvesting cotton out there. And that was kind of different. So, yeah, 666 miles at 1237 on Sunday. Right.
Oh, it's a weighing station.
Welcome to Arkansas, state line right now. Going right across it at 232. And now we're in a speed.
I've got it, yeah, I know.
Speed watch. Speed alert here for the next.
Right on 55 because I can go 55.
All the way down to Memphis, I guess. So we got to watch it. Nice, nice sunny day today. Nice weather, nice warm. Oh, we got the air conditioning on the car. Well, we're going through that speed trap now. Not a speed trap, but it's a alerted area where you have to maintain your speed very closely. Your safe speed. We don't want to get a ticket. Yeah, all the way down to Memphis, Tennessee.
Cost you a couple hundred bucks.
Cost a couple hundred dollars, yeah, for a ticket. So, if we had got a ticket and had to stay over, it'd be pretty rough. Well, right now the time is 4:08. And we stopped at Stuckey's back there, just, I forgot where it was, but we just passed Forest City, Arkansas, going down towards Little Rock. We got quite a ways yet, though. About over 60 miles, about 70 miles, and quite a haul yet. It's overcast again, but it's still warm out. Rained a little back, a little sprinkle, a little back a ways. Yeah, we're going along pretty good. Mileage now is 8:22.
5 o'clock.
10 after 5, and it's 79 degrees in Little Rock, Arkansas. Now we're approaching Little Rock in about 15 or 20 miles here. Well, we're beyond Little Rock, going towards Arkadelphia and Hot Springs National Park. We don't know where we're going to settle.
Looking for us, yeah.
6:05. We're bypassing Hot Springs in 1 mile. Hot Springs, Arkansas, at 6:10.
We leave the walls in Arkansas. 74. Now, before we end the show, let's go up 10 years, but we'll remain in Arkansas. It's the last episode here from Granny and Ronnie and Mama. They're in that double wide up around Fayetteville. And running out of time here, but just want to tell you that you're going to hear more about Ronnie's relationships. He's about to marry a 19-year-old girl. Now, I have an audio letter from her that we'll be hearing probably in the future. And he is being just interrogated by Granny about every detail of their relationship and the relationship he used to have with some other girl. And also some more on Granny here about how she attacked an ex-boyfriend or husband or something.
So when you and Diana get married, are y'all going to rent an apartment or y'all going to try to buy a place?
Rent first. I don't know what if I'm going to stay in
or not. Yeah. What kind of ring did you get her?
Some lithium band and a diamond set into it. It's not.
Where's the one that you gave the other one?
I traded that one.
Oh, in on this one? Yeah, I think they don't give it to her, because that's bad enough. Oh, you would do
that. That other one, I didn't like it.
And how much did that one cost that you got down?
That's a $700 ring. And I got it half price. And I traded that. They gave me in the full value that I paid for the other one.
Yeah.
I got it at half price. It was $300.
You got it at the same place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I traded in. I got $100.
See, that's what Gordon tells me that I can do with these.
Hell, the damn things go up every day.
Oh, I know it. They never depreciate.
$700 ring. And I got it at half price. And I traded that. They gave me in the full value that I paid for the other one.
Yeah.
So I got it at half price. It was
$300. You got it at the same place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I traded in. I got
$100. See, that's what Gordon tells me that I can do with these.
Hell, the damn things go up every day.
Oh, I know it. They never depreciate.
That 16-point diamond in there. Looks good. And then we'll get a little wedding band just to be a little band.
Yeah. And when y'all get married, we don't know?
No, probably tomorrow. We're going to get one over the phone. Marriage over the phone, good thing they got now.
When are you going to run that crap back?
What crap?
You got it going there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Is she got long fingernails?
No, she's growing them, but she can't have them long like that.
You really love her? And what does she do? I forgot. You told me and I forgot.
She works for the federal government.
Oh. That's a good job. Sure.
And you do love her?
No, I don't really. I married her because I don't love her.
That other girl, what was her name?
Sue.
And what was the problem there? They were trying to tell you what to do, and she was pushing the issue. And
well, her mom was always talking about us getting married. I'm like, what the hell's going on, you know? And I got tired listening to that. Sue was gone for a while, and I waited around for her to come back for a couple of months and everything. And I told her when we were on the phone, I said, no, don't come back to California because of me. You come back for yourself.
Yeah.
I said, it's your life. You know, you want to stay there and go to school, you stay there and go to school. I told her that every time we talked on the phone.
Yeah.
No, I want to be in California. But right one of the last days, you know, she goes, you know I came here because of you. I said, well, I don't want to hear that shit. Pissed me off.
Did you ask her for the ring back, or she just gave it to you?
Well, I said, do you want it, or... And she started saying about, well, if I have it, I'll just cry, and I just went and took it.
No, that's right.
And then I put it on my watch, and laid it down that night, or whatever. And then I looked at my watch, and it was gone.
She took it? Your watch was gone?
No, the ring was off my watch.
Uh-huh.
She taken it off.
Yeah. Well, she didn't need it anyway.
Hell no. I think she, after that, she just wanted some bitches to piss me off.
Yeah.
And that's where engagement rings are. You take the son of a bitch back after you break your engagement.
Well, you might as well. Cause is that what they just trying to tell you what to do and everything? They were pushing it.
No, they were just getting on my nerves.
How about Diana?
I had to put up a lot of for her. Her dad.
Yeah. Diana?
Dad was trying to, but see, she wasn't doing like Sue back in New York. He just didn't want her. He thought I was a bum and shit.
He did?
Yeah.
What did
he call? I said one time, I said something about how I ain't going to school no more. I had enough of that shit.
Playing around. That'll get your ass in trouble. Isn't he the one you said that he let you drive his new Mercedes?
Yeah. He likes me, you know, but he didn't want me being with his daughter, I guess.
Well, ain't she had a boyfriend before?
Yeah, well, kind of, but not one that came over like I did.
Oh. Where'd you meet her at?
Diving class.
Yeah, scuba diving.
I know I said that before.
Yeah, I remember now. Okay, but I can't remember. Look, Ronnie.
That's not my name.
Your name is Ronnie.
Not LaRonnie. You said, look.
Look here's them front end alignment.
coupon.
Oh, God. Now, it wasn't near as bad as what she said. Oh, Linda, look at this. $2 off of him, beat that. Well, we need that. Get in here, right?
I wouldn't pay no attention to that. You got the damn scissors now. You happy?
You want me to pour the beer on your head?
You
might
be on your head.
Huh? If I pour it on your head, what are you going to do?
You ain't bad enough to pour the shit on my head.
Why can't I pour it on your head?
Because for one thing, you can't pull it away from me.
I can get one out of the refrigerator.
Did you pour that drink on JC or you just clawed his head?
I've done everything to him. Clawed his nose and face.
What else did you do to him?
Nothing.
Well, you said you did everything. I want to hear about it.
Done at the club?
You did it at the club? God, would you knock all the shit off the table? God, what is that over there? That's Irene Blaze. I knew she's crazy.
Shut up. I got up out of my chair when the woman was sitting in the lap.
What'd you do, slap her?
I didn't do nothing
to
her.
That's my mind, yeah. Get it wrong.
No, I didn't do nothing to her. I just knocked the shit out of him and clawed him and scratched him. He said I scared her to death. Well, good, I said.
What'd you do that for? Did you have the right
to do it? Because I wanted to do it.
Did you have the right
to do it? Yes, I did.
Bullshit, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Were you going together then?
No.
You did not have that right.
Yes, I did.
No, you did not.
I went with him 26 years, and I done whatever the fuck I wanted to do. I got barred, but it didn't make no difference. I didn't give a shit.
And how old were you then?
I don't know how old. That's been 8 or 10 years ago, ain't it?
She's probably 50.
Fuck it.
You probably did that too, right?
Huh? Yeah, I did when I went with him. That's right. I didn't go with him.
Now, why aren't you doing it now?
Because I don't want no part of him.
Not him.
I'm nobody else. Linda, Ronnie, I'm not 22.
Linda,
Ronnie.
Linda, Ronnie. Ronnie, my mom, grandpa, grandma, honeybee, I mean, sugar babies.
Poor dogs in there staying on the bed because she's scared of you.
Scared of her own damn shadow.
Hey, I thought you were running that back.
Oh, yo, I am. It's going slow.
I feel you, yes, mother.
What's wrong with that one,
baby? Not much. You may stop it. Just keep it.
Just stop it. Play it. I'm right here. I want to hear what it sounds like.
God. I need to get another. I need to bring that one in here, play it on that one, and put the other tape in here, tape while we're listening to the tape, and we'll probably be laughing worse.
I don't know what you're saying now.
And we leave you with this thought. Well, that's the grand finale. Granny's grand finale. Can you believe that his fiance's father thought that he was a bum? I like the little story, too, about Granny attacking that fella at the club. What a family. So I got more of that. We'll hear some more correspondence between Diana and Ronnie here in the future. Here in the Audio Kitchen. Here on WFMU East Orange. Here on WXHD Mount. Thanks for being there. Thanks for being fair. See you in a week.
Goodbye.